Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and State PC's preparation. As we celebrate World Press Freedom Day, a stark reality stares us in the face. India has slid down the global press freedom rankings, now standing at 157th out of 180 countries, a six-place decline from its 151st position in 2025. First, let's understand the significance of World Press Freedom Day, which is observed on 3rd May every year, following a recommendation from UNESCO's General Conference in 1993. On this day, Reporters Without Borders, or RSF, releases the World Press Freedom Index. What makes this significant is that the index provides a comprehensive assessment of the state of press freedom across the globe. Building on this, the 2026 World Press Freedom Index has been released, and it paints a concerning picture for India. The country's rank has dropped to 157, which is a decline from its previous position. Crucially, this ranking is based on various factors that affect press freedom, including judicial harassment, the use of national security and sedition laws, media ownership concentration, physical threats, and financial pressure. It is worth pausing here to note that India's rank had actually improved from 159 to 151 between 2024 and 2025, but the latest decline is a worrying trend. And here is something that surprises many students: the reasons behind India's low ranking are multifaceted. RSF documents cases of journalists being arrested, charged, or subjected to prolonged trials using multiple laws simultaneously, including the Unlawful Activities Prevention Act, Sedition, Criminal Defamation, and IT Act provisions. What does this mean for journalists on the ground? Journalists covering sensitive issues, such as those related to Manipur, Kashmir, or Adani-related investigations, have faced FIRS and bail denials under national security provisions. This is a clear indication of how the use of national security and sedition laws can stifle press freedom. Now, let us turn to the issue of media ownership concentration. A handful of large industrial conglomerates dominate news media across TV, print, and digital, which reduces editorial independence. Remember this number: just a few big players control a significant chunk of the media landscape, which can have a chilling effect on the diversity of voices and opinions. Moving on to the safety of journalists, freelancers, regional reporters, and female journalists face threats and violence, which are also factored into the index methodology. Note this carefully: physical safety is a critical component of press freedom, and its absence can lead to self-censorship and a lack of accountability. Furthermore, financial pressure is another significant factor, as advertising dependence on government spending creates structural incentives for self-censorship. But why does this matter? It matters because a free press is essential for a healthy democracy, and any attempt to curb press freedom can have far-reaching consequences for the country's political landscape. Now, let us look at how India compares to its neighbors in the World Press Freedom Index. This comparison can provide valuable insights into the regional dynamics at play and how they impact press freedom. With that background in place, let us examine the methodology used by RSF to evaluate countries. RSF uses five contextual indicators: political context, legal framework, economic context, socio-cultural context, and safety. Each country receives a score from 0, which is the worst, to 100, which is the best. The 2026 global average reflects a continued deterioration in press freedom worldwide. Now, let us turn to the constitutional provisions related to press freedom in India. India's constitution does not explicitly mention freedom of the press as a separate right. However, Article 19(1)(a), which guarantees the right to freedom of speech and expression, has been interpreted by the Supreme Court to include the freedom of the press as a subset of free speech. Article 19(2) lays down reasonable restrictions on grounds of sovereignty and integrity of India, security of the state, friendly relations with foreign states, public order, decency or morality, contempt of court, defamation, or incitement to an offence. Key Supreme Court precedents, such as Romesh Thappar v. State of Madras, Bennett Coleman and Co. v. Union of India, and Indian Express Newspapers v. Union of India, have shaped the contours of press freedom in India. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The World Press Freedom Index is released by Reporters Without Borders, that is, Reporters Sans Frontiers, or RSF. The index ranks 180 countries, and India's current rank is 157. The index evaluates countries across five contextual indicators, including political context, legal framework, economic context, socio-cultural context, and safety. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? The World Press Freedom Index, press freedom, and related constitutional provisions are crucial topics for the UPSC exam. Main keywords to focus on include World Press Freedom Day, Reporters Without Borders, World Press Freedom Index, Article 19(1)(a), Freedom of Press, Press Council of India, Media Ownership Concentration, UAPA and Media, and Criminal Defamation, IPC 499-500. In conclusion, the decline in India's press freedom ranking is a concerning trend that has significant implications for the country's democratic fabric. As we celebrate World Press Freedom Day, it is essential to recognize the importance of a free press in holding those in power accountable and promoting transparency and good governance.